How to organize a bookstore. Want to know the right way to organize a bookstore? So do I. Only, I know that so far, I've learned from experience and from other armchair experts, 100 ways not to organize a bookstore. Number one, you can arrange all the books by color. This would please the customer who insists that she wants oversized old children's nursery books, but only if they fit in with the color scheme of her expectant daughter's baby-to-be room. I do my best to help, and she seems pleased with the results. Number two, you can arrange all the books by size. Years ago, the Salvation Army thrift store book section manager did just that. The books were shelved by size. It took me years to realize that he was an adult illiterate, that he, by his own admission, could not read a word. This obviously qualified him for the job. I encouraged him to take an adult reading course, but I have no way of knowing whether he took the advice. 3. You can arrange the value of the books by weight. Many times I've taken a stack of books to a flea market dealer to be priced and bagged. He carefully holds each volume in his hand, testing its heft and size before giving me a price. Heavier books are more expensive than light books. 4. You can arrange books alphabetically, but this often backfires. For instance, if you were a customer looking for all books about Marilyn Monroe, it would take you a long time to find them in the showbiz bio section because they would be spread throughout the alphabet. Or you can arrange the books by the name of the subject of the bio, mainly placing all Marilyn Monroe titles together, regardless of author or heft or color or size. This backfires when someone asks for all books by Norman Mailer, for instance. You have to go to many different sections of the store to find them all, since he wrote books about all kinds of subjects, including Marilyn Monroe. 5. You can arrange books by series name. For instance, placing all Pollyanna books together. But in this and many other cases, the Pollyanna books were written by more than one author. If you were looking for all books by one Pollyanna author, you'd again have to scurry about the store a long time to find them. You could arrange books by geographic location, but this can get complicated too. Anyhow, you catch the drift. Next time you're looking for a specific book at Read Books and notice me running about looking in different sections, you may be more tolerant. An example. I'm looking for Ray Bradbury books. Well, Bradbury writes in practically every genre, so where did you look? His enormous lifetime output is only 10% science fiction and fantasy. He also writes grand opera, poetry, plays, architectural columns, mysteries, autobiography and biography, children's books, and science commentaries, to name a few. I know where they are in the store, but it may take me some time to make a stack for you to peruse. Go ahead, make a better bookstore, one that's perfectly arranged so that you can find anything instantly. Oh, if you could also invent a backpack or purse in which you can locate exactly what you want at the push of a button, you could make a bunch of money. But that's in the science fiction genre, isn't it? Where would you file the instructions? Let me know.